conception, which is passed on at conception. The conception, the 9 months or thereabouts of gestation, plus the birth experience, that during this time, the baby in hypnosis, this whole time is just downloading its experience, arrives in the world having already put in, hardwired into itself, whether they are coming into a friendly or a hostile environment. They are the two choices. Hang on just one sec. If you can just bear with me, we'll have some questions at the end. And it's interesting enough that Albert Einstein, when he was asked, what is the most important question for mankind to answer right now? And he said, is the world a friendly or a hostile place? The universe. Friendly or hostile? In fact, I think he precisely said, is the universe a hostile place? Which implies could be friendly. We know that this is not something that one day scientists are going to declare that they have discovered. We know that it is subjective. And that's what I love about talking of the NGH. You don't need to have to explain all that. You know what I mean. So from a subjective point of view, this baby is already coming into the world hardwired. This is a hostile place. What is that baby's physiology going to be prepared for?
Fight.
Fight. Protection. Yeah. Freeze.
Yeah.
And then what do we see? Five-year-olds going to school. And we can see them coming into a class. Ask Tina. She knows all about it. We can see them arriving in school. And they're either open to growth, to love, or closed. And physiologically, these two sets of hormones that are the most powerful in our body, the adrenaline and cortisol response, stress hormones, fight and flight, or freeze. And the other one, love. Physiologically, these two are antagonistic. You can't have them both at the same time in your body. So if you've been hardwired, because your mother has lived in constant stress, ask my husband all about this. I mean, at 8 months, he was saying to himself as a baby, I'm out of here. This is so stressful. Get me out. You know? And we know through, of course, and many of you will have done regressions in hypnosis and had people go back to the pre-birth experience. So you know what I'm talking about. But the consequences individually are huge. The consequences in our society, the consequences for our world are massive. So if we want peaceful, loving, open, connected people, what must we do?
Take care of the mothers.
Yes! You haven't fallen asleep. Take care of the mothers. So, recently, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, lovely man, he decided that women were important. Duh. Imagine that. And he said, we need to create a commission on women. Yes. And he put the ex-president of Chile, Madame Bachelet, as the president of this commission. So I said, wow, what a good idea after all this time. And I went on their site as a UN representative for an NGO. And I looked at all they're doing for women. I thought, well, that's good, that's good, that's good, that's good. Nothing for mothers. Nothing. Nothing. Women, mothers are the mother of humanity. The mothers of humanity. They're the ones that will save the world. But we have to wake them up. We have to realize. They have to realize. Have you ever talked to a woman and met her at a party or something and said, oh, well, what do you do? And she says, oh, nothing. And not even that. So I said, oh, do you have children? Oh, yeah, I have four. I said, and you do nothing? So she said, well, you know what I mean. And I said, no, you don't know what I mean. Look at all the things you do. This is fantastic what you do. So just one other little anecdote. Not anecdote. It's a big story. At a New Year's Eve party recently in the south of France where we live, we were invited to a chateau. And so we arrived and there were some guests already there with champagne, walked in, and we got introduced and this man said to me, oh, well, you know, what do you do? So I don't miss many occasions to get on my little hobby horse. And so I jumped on my hobby horse and started galloping away. And then I said, I'm really sorry. I said, I kind of got a bit carried away there. I said, you know, especially for a New Year's Eve party. And he said, no, he said, that's really interesting. Carry on. So I said, okay then. I carried on galloping. And then I said, okay, now your turn. I'm going to stop. What do you do? And he said, prenatal. I said, no. He said, yeah. He said, I'm a psychiatrist. And he said, I was given a task by the British government to find out why we have murderers and high-level sex offenders. He said, so I did a study, went into the prisons. And he said, after conducting my study, he said, I put in a report to the British government. So I said, and? So he said, well, he said, you know. So I said, yeah, I know. I said, but I want to know what you know. So he said, the conclusion is absolutely conclusive. He said, if we don't want to have murderers and we don't want high-level sex offenders, we must give every single parent, mother and father, 2 years full paid maternity leave from conception to the first year after birth. And they have to attend parenting classes. They can't just go to the beach. Mm-hmm. You know? He said, then we wouldn't have these problems. Yeah, wow. And what's worse is that he then took a room at Oxford University to present his findings to the appropriate government officials. He sent out invitations to everybody. And he said he got all the replies, people were coming. And as the time got closer and closer, people started to call up and say they couldn't come. And by the end, the night before his presentation, one man was coming. And so he said to himself, well, too bad. I've got the room and the presentation. I'm just going to do it for one person. And he said, the very morning, that one person called up and said, I'm really sorry, but I just can't make it. And so he said, look, okay, but can you tell me why? Please tell me why. And so he said, my secretary doesn't want me to. Secretary, woman, secretary. So he said, Julie, nobody came. So that whole report has been filed in some drawer somewhere. Nobody wants to know. So in this field, we often call it the other inconvenient truth. You heard about the first one. This stuff is not convenient, for sure. But that doesn't make it true. So the implications are huge. You know, if you were to work with pregnant women, what does every single human being need? It's not rocket science. If I worked it out, doctors can work it out. What do we need?
Love, security.
We need to...